Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot glass. Listen to the podcast, it's all up in your bomb ass. Big J kills them like O.J. Simpson. A quit, hit the fingerless glove, don't fit. Hit break quick by that big dick, Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Or get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. And natural born killers, legion of skanks.
Welcome to the Clash.
Yeah. What is up, everybody? Is my mic on?
Hello. Hello.
I am on.
Hello.
They can't hear me in the room,
hello?
Though.
Wait, I can't hear me.
They hear us.
I don't hear anything.
I don't hear anything at all.
There's nothing coming through the microphones.
They can't hear in the room. And
I have no snare.
Do you hear?
Hello.
I can't hear a goddamn thing.
Check. Microphone, check.
Microphone is not on.
He just said he got nothing. I can't hear myself in my own head.
It's not happening out here.
The Chinese chicken?
It's not there.
You have a drumstick in your brain.
Is this what happens when Alex misses a day?
Alex has COVID, rightfully. God gave it to her for dating Harrington.
I totally regret slipping.
Does she have COVID?
Yeah. She has COVID, yeah. Oh, there we go. Oh, well, there we go.
Nice. Oh, shit. Well, for a second there, I was going to say I regret slipping COVID in Alex's drink.
Mine is totally staticky.
Check.
Can they hear us in the room? Hi, everyone in the room.
I feel like it's the PA system in the room is not on.
Turn it up, little
Paul. Turn it up, Paul. They want to fucking feel it.
Track it up.
These people want to hear our voices.
It still
doesn't seem like there's microphones being projected through a PA system yet.
Is there a microphone?
Wow. That's the feeling of sound coming out of a speaker.
Paul is Alex.
Alex is Paul.
Hey, everybody, it's the Legion of Skanks podcast. We're coming to you live from the Stan Comedy Club. I'm your host, Big Joe Okerson. The Skanks are all here, everybody. We got Davey Smith.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
And we have the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, the reigning defending Ellis Mini champion, Luis J. Gomez.
Happy Hanukkah. Merry Kwanzaa, blacks.
Aw. Oh, that was sweet.
Happy Chinese New Year.
All right.
Paco's hot sister.
What's up, girl? I see you back there.
What's up, girl?
What's up, girl?
Our guest, everybody, you know him, you love him, from the Wizard of Pod podcast, of course, the hilarious Colin Terrell, everybody.
Hi. Hello. Hi.
Louis.
I gotta get this crowd into it, dude.
I appreciate it.
Louis, you're dressed like you have to run out to grab a child Tylenol from Walmart in the middle of the night. Nothing matches.
You said, I'll run out. Pink and yellow, dude? That's like a fucking new thing, dude.
Pink, yellow, you have gray pants on with black flicks.
Do you think I don't match? Is that what's going on right now?
No, you don't match.
I don't match so much that it matches. That's like a style.
Is it now?
Yeah. Very meta.
What's it called?
Very meta.
So you had pants that went with that, but you were like, nah.
I did.
That's stupid.
I did. I had some orange and purple jumpers, and I was going to wear them. And
some
I
jumpers?
Yeah, some jumpers.
What are jumpers?
What's up, waitress? How you doing, girl? Waitress is the only waiter at the stand that has not got COVID yet.
Or she's patient zero. Either way.
To waitress is the bat from Wuhan.
She's the Wuhan bat.
Somebody ate out waitress and it started COVID.
I knew it.
Some Asian dude went down on waitress and here we are today.
Yeah, she's a pangolin. I knew it. Under that mask, pangolin.
I haven't seen waitress's face in so long. What if she got ugly? That happens sometimes.
Under a mask, people get ugly?
Well, no, just
women
like...
Age.
Women do get... They age and get ugly, dude. Yeah. Like, all the girls that I went to high school with, no offense if you're listening out there, none of you are attractive anymore. None of them. There's not like one chick, like all the hot chicks that were smoking hot.
I'm not going to lie to you. Dude, none of them.
None of them.
I had the same thing. I go through and look on Facebook once in a while. Yeah. The cool girl squad?
Yuck. I almost want to name names.
Oh, I want to name names and look them up. Should have said yes to the Valentine's dance, you fat pig.
How is having five children with that guy you knew since middle school, you fucking loser bitch?
log into Facebook and I can't jerk off to this.
Yeah. Remember you wanted to date 20-something-year-olds? Well, now he died of natural causes and you're alone, you whore.
Yeah, dude, even like all the hottest chicks now, they're just sort of dumpy. All the girls that were like the top five, six hottest girls from high school.
It's because you're all in your 40s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a pretty big part of it.
They look fine for 40, but you're remembering them when they were sweet.
No,
15.
Dude.
You're thinking of 15-year-old fucking gash.
Yeah,
that's a standard no one can live up to.
This is what we're starting to realize. That's a good point, Colm, is that all fat old ladies were once hot 15-year-old girls.
Wow, dude.
Some of them were just
fat 15-year-old girls.
It's a little practical joke.
Sometimes there was unattractive 15-year-olds that became good-looking 30-something-year-olds.
Rare.
Yeah. Sure, Jay, in a movie.
Yeah.
But here on planet Earth.
You need to take that ponytail out and remove those glasses. Yeah. There's a little diamond under there.
If she doesn't get home by midnight, her carriage turns into a pumpkin, Jay.
Yeah, that shit.
Yeah, so I feel like Colm's microphone is a little low.
Is it? Or have I not said anything yet? Hello.
Am I wrong, or is his microphone a little low?
Who are we looking?
Can we get a little silly goosey in here? Because I feel like there's a weird vibe in here.
Silly goosey. Two silly gooseys.
Can we get silly goosey, please?
Yeah.
Sir, can you get a little silly goosey? Thank you. There we go. It's good energy right there.
There you go.
What about you? Mess, can you get a little silly goosey for us? There we go. I like it. There we go.
There's silly goosey all around the room, everybody.
Yeah, silly goosey. Come on, everyone. Let's fucking get a little silly goosey. Let's stop being uptight fucking
now,
cunts.
Guys, the wheels in the bus. 5, 6, 7, 8. The wheels on the bus go round and round, round and round, round and round. The wheels on the bus go round and round. All through the town.
Is all that day
it?
Long.
Is it all through the town?
No, it's through the town.
It's through the town.
All day long.
All day long.
All day long.
Oh, what happens at night?
Huh?
We should have done Roll
You don't
want to
get the bus
boat,
at night.
We could do the
we're not talking about a city bus where it's late night.
Late.
All night long.
You don't want to get the late night bus.
A guy grinds your ass while he's standing up.
Yeah.
A homeless guy's beating off on the bus all through the night.
Oh, no.
A tattooed head Puerto Rican steals my Walkman.
your Walkman.
Yeah.
Puerto Rican man struck his girl.
I sat there and pretend I didn't see. Not my problem. Just trying to get home.
Shuffling through Spotify while he chokes her out.
Filmed her death.
I wish this Dominican guy would stop playing music on his phone.
Break dancer almost just kicked me in the face. Now he expects some money from me. And I'm intimidated, so I gave him some anyway.
Yeah. The stable white man just takes his car. The stable white man just takes his car because he's not trash.
Yes.
There we go.
Loosey goosey.
Loosey goosey.
We did, by the way, can I tell you who the hero of all of that was? This dude. Because Lewis just went, we got to get silly goosey. Yeah. And with no hesitation, he was like, woo. Most people would have been like, I don't know what the fuck you're asking me to do.
Yeah. Fuck.
And he started that whole thing.
He's being all
this
silly.
This guy, everybody. This guy.
Thanks, dude. Thanks for being all silly goosey with us. Hell yeah, dude. I came in almost in a bad mood today.
Whoa, no way.
But you defied the odds. And
you?
Yeah, dude. I was streaming this afternoon. I was doing my traditional pre-Legion of Skank stream. I play some video games.
This is a big one. It's the post-Christmas, pre-New Year's, pre-Legion of Skank stream. This is a big one.
Very excited. Yeah. Big stream. I've been killing it lately. I got my PS5. Very excited about it. Now, my girlfriend, she's great. Let me just preface this by saying my girlfriend is great, and I don't hate her.
But.
She's like,
so she got you the PS5.
No, she didn't give me the PS5. I got me the PS5.
You don't follow. Lewis waited in line like a 15-year-old. Like a hot 15-year-old.
Last week, you made this whole thing about how you don't want to buy the PS5. You want her to get the PS5, and then you just went and got
it. Well, I told everyone that I was on my way to go stand in line for a PS5 waiting for somebody to stop me because somebody got it for me for Christmas.
It's so hilarious.
And nobody stopped me.
Seriously, getting in line now. It's going to be about 2.5 hours of my life. You know, it was not going to sit well with me if I did it for nothing.
Oh, if only someone told me they already got me one.
Yeah, dude. No, nobody got me a PS5.
Your girlfriend was like, that's very brave of you to stand out there in the cold like an idiot.
Well, I wasn't even going to stand I wasn't even going to stand there. I was like, I'm not going to stand in line. That's fucking crazy. And then I was like, all right, well, fuck it. You know what I'll do? I'll drive over at 9:45. The store opens at 10. If it's not a crazy line, I'll fucking get out. And I got there, and it wasn't a crazy line. There was like 30 people online. I was like, this is great. But then I got there. They opened the store 15 minutes later, and every person took like 15 minutes to service.
Yeah.
So I waited for like 3 hours for no reason. Damn. Well, not for no reason, because I got the PS5. But anyway, I was playing it, having a good time, and my girlfriend comes in. She's like, hey, can I play some Fortnite or some video games?
This is what they do to us. That's what they would do to us. And she knows her. She goes, Lewis is like, oh, sure, babe, you can play on my Bubba.
No, she, yeah.
By the way, that was actually a pretty solid Lewis impression, so give her a pass for that.
I mean,
good
actually,
job.
You know what's funny?
Good job,
you can pull up
good impression.
Pull up 2 streams ago on my Twitch, because you can see the moment where I get mad at Natalie on my Twitch. Because it's up. Oh, yeah, very Natalie this morning. What was yours when you were mad at Christine?
Pistine.
Were you Pistine today?
Now I'm Chris Different. That's not good. That's not a good
I
word.
Like the Chris Different's pretty good. let's see. LOS pre-stream, that one. Yeah, for sure it's that one. Oh, there she is. Look at her.
Yay, we're both having fun.
She wants to sit down. She's like, I want to
tell
sit.
You something that's...
If you both turn to the left, it's their OnlyFans setup.
Is it weird?
Doggy.
Jay, have you ever watched one of these before? It's
No. Well, I did
it's
it with Lewis
kind
Lewis.
Of like I wanted to believe this wasn't actually real.
Yeah, I know.
But she sits really down.
Lewis tells me to do it and make money.
And listen to me. Within 10 seconds, I don't know what she does here. I don't know
is
what
it,
she does.
Hold
on. I have to watch
wait,
her hands.
Hold on.
Time out.
Lewis.
She says she did nothing. Time out. Wait.
Hold on.
I haven't watched this back
well,
yet.
Let me just ask some questions. How cold is it in your
yeah,
home?
Yeah, what the fuck? Did she just come out off of Hoth? The battle at Hoth?
What did she do?
She's wearing Star Wars winter clothes.
She ripped.
I have no look. Here's all I know.
Get
is
those puppies.
Within.
Lewis, pull your penis out for me and move it around.
Nothing has happened. All I know is she sat there, and now the fucking camera goes off in a second. And I don't know what I'm doing.
What
am I taking a shit?
Yeah, what the fuck are you doing either? You loosening up for video
you got
games?
Taken down for nudity or something?
I mean, are you stretching?
No. Okay, this isn't the part of the stream. This is where I make her trade seats with me because I want to sit in my cool chair.
I bet you sat down and kicked all the cords out.
What if it was me? Oh, if it was me
well,
right now, it'd be infuriating.
Look what you've done.
All right, regardless. All right, so it doesn't matter. It's way later.
Oh, yeah. Guess turn it off now, right?
It's way later.
It's because you're realizing that she's sitting still and you're moving a
ton. No. Here's what happens. We switch places. I play a game and I make her watch me play. Because it's enjoyable for me to make her watch me play.
Well, that is kind of the concept of Twitch.
Yeah, and then we switch places, and then she sits down, and everything goes to shit. Within 2 seconds, the camera and the microphone are just gone, and now everything is destroyed. And
for
I
good.
Can't stream anymore.
Ever.
I don't know. Until Thursday when Dylan comes back from Florida.
He'll figure it out.
I hope so.
He's a young man.
You should break up with her over her messing up your video games and then go talk to a bunch of 7th graders about what that's like.
You guys get me.
It was a
few I had it on pause and she reset the whole thing. I was on level 7.
I was about to be the Legend of Zelda.
Yeah, well, that was it. I was very fucking, very upset when I came in, but I've gotten over it at this point.
Wow, good.
That's big of you.
Did you guys not talk on the drive-in?
No.
You didn't talk at all?
No. And then I had my music jam, and I was
going to say, did you play music that says aggressive things in it? You stupid bitch. I'd rather be alone.
Natalie, you can't.
Very specific music. You fucked up my Twitch stream. Yeah.
I just want to play video games before my podcast. You're coming in your big old cloak. Natalie Wong Kenobi taking over.
Yeah, dude. It really bothered me. But anyway, I'm in a better mood now. We listen to music. And within 3 minutes, I was like, all right, good song on. I was like, I'm feeling a little bit better. She goes, hey, can I charge my phone? And I was like, you fucking bitch.
Yeah, do you have to be plugged in right now?
Oh, my God. I just couldn't catch a rhythm today.
You're doing good.
Yeah.
At least you got together when you picked your outfit out. You finally found your rhythm. Gray, black, pink, white, and yellow.
Jay, you start trashing my style, then I start trashing your style, and then you get all sad and fucking pissy-eyed. So,
well,
all
right, but to be fair, Jay's style is sad and pissy-eyed, so...
Why, what's wrong with my outfit? What do you hate about it?
What does it say?
100% that bitch.
100% that bitch.
I took a DNA test this week.
Jay, I want to make fun of you for getting your catchphrases on your clothing and then wearing it, but that's my move.
It's not my catchphrase.
Well, it sounds like it would be one of your catchphrases.
It's a Lizzo song.
Do you guys play it on Bonfire a lot, though?
No.
Oh.
Do you play it on Bonfire ever?
I don't think so.
Where did that come from?
I had Johnny make it because I think it's funny that Lizzo says, I just took a DNA test, turns out I'm 100% that bitch. And I thought it'd be funny to have a shirt that says 100% that bitch. And then when people go, 100% that bitch, I go, yeah, I just took a DNA test. And then four people get it.
He has a point.
That was a good story.
How was everyone's Christmas? What'd you do for Christmas, Colin?
Nothing. I had COVID.
You had COVID?
Yeah.
So no presents? Santa was mad at you? How did you get it? Gay sex?
Yeah, that'd be a fun way of getting it. I don't know. Some shithead in this comedy club gave it to me.
When did you last test negative for COVID? Because Christmas was but 48 hours ago. I mean, 'twas the night before last night.
And I'll shoot a house. There's no way that's negative.
Visions of sugar plums with COVID dancing in your head.
Yeah. I never got a negative test. Are you supposed to?
Five like respirators.
Is that like a thing? You gotta get
four grieving kids, three.
Well, yeah, but, dude, that's a thing.
No, you give it the days. You give it the 5 to 10 days, and then you're 10. Back on the streets. Yeah,
I think it's supposed to be 10 days. When did you?
I said.
When did you test?
Didn't I just say 10 days?
What, you said 5 to 10. When did you test?
I said 10.
When did you test positive for COVID?
11 days ago.
Really?
I rest my case, Your Honor.
These bitches are gonna die.
No.
Nah, we'll probably
one of them,
okay.
Maybe, but the other two are fine.
Yeah, we'll probably be okay on this side of the table.
Yeah,
but Lewis is screwed.
Yeah, that's the COVID-y side.
Yeah,
I was vaxxed, so don't worry about it.
Well, the fact that you were vaxxed and still got it clearly proves that it works.
Exactly. Yeah.
You guys laugh, but Colin was a scientist where he's from. Don't judge him by his America life.
Well, I'm glad you're alive, Colin. So you just did nothing?
Yeah, me and my girl just fucking
did she get COVID too?
Yeah. Yeah, unfortunately.
What do you fucking make it look like? Dude, I dated a chick who had COVID at the very beginning of the pandemic, and I fucked her while she had COVID. I didn't give a shit. I was like, I'm taking it.
Yeah.
And
Did she give a shit?
Yeah. It sounded like she said no.
Yeah, taking it is a weird way to put it.
She was not in the mood. She had COVID.
Gotcha.
Yeah, but you're
I was like, come on, baby.
You can't smell it anyway, baby.
I tried to get
her
in
you
the mood
you can't feel
anyway.
Or smell.
I haven't showered in a couple days, but guess that doesn't matter.
Yeah, but
I've been wearing this pink hoodie for 2 weeks now.
I didn't give a shit.
Did you get it, Evan?
I didn't get it that time, but I think I might have already had it. I don't know. I don't really know.
We're just going to keep doing this game for the rest of our life.
It doesn't matter. It's not real.
It's not real.
It's not real.
It's not real.
If you're here right now, you don't think it's real, obviously. Real. It's not real. Come on, everyone. It's not real. It's not real. Hell yeah.
Exactly. Oh. Silly goose time in here.
I think we can beat COVID the same way you can make Tinkerbell fly. You just have to believe and chant.
If you just believe.
Think happy thoughts?
Yeah.
How old is Tinkerbell?
Oh, that bitch is old.
Nice. It's a loophole, right?
Yeah, she's just hanging on to it pretty good.
So you could legally have sex with Tinkerbell?
Well, legally, logistically.
Tinkerbell, she's like 1,000 years old or something.
It doesn't, but she was still hot.
Yeah, she didn't age.
Tinkerbell stayed hot forever.
It's not like Vanna White.
I'm not arguing.
She went to hell. She was hot for a long time, though.
She was hot.
Did Vanna White die?
No, but eventually they hit the wall.
Oh, but she's dead to us because she's no longer hot.
Yeah, she's dead to me.
Is she still on the show, though?
Yeah.
They keep that old bitch going out there just fucking.
I think so, yeah.
She got a pretty good gig.
Let me see Vanna White
she just
now.
Had to touch it. All she has to do is touch the things.
Touch the letters. She doesn't even turn them no more.
Yeah,
she just touches them.
Just, oh,
yeah.
Yeesh.
Yes.
Please help
me. Oh, we have a G for the grandson who never visits me.
She's got
two
dementia.
M's for meds.
She forgets where she's at. Can we see Vanna White now, please? Oh, my God. She looks like fucking.
She was Tinkerbell?
She looks like Vanderlei Silva.
Yeah, it looks like her head shrunk and her features grew.
Pull up Vanderlei Silva now and tell me that Vanna White does not look just like Vanderlei Silva. Like Vanna, Vanderlei.
You're onto something there, Lewis.
Right now, dude.
I've never seen them together, have you?
We've never seen Vanna White and Vanderlei Silva in the same room at the same time. Nobody has.
First image now, be the two of them.
Vanna White Silva?
Vanderlei, Vanna White. Vanderlei, Vander White.
Lay?
She's got better muscle tone.
White. Lay? White.
Lay White.
Lay. White. Oh, White.
Now, can we see Vanna in action, though? I want to see how she walks and moves. Here's the thing. She's hot from a distance. They keep that camera, like, fucking three miles.
They do this, by the way. This is what they do with the Judge Judy also. Judge Judy is her camera only is on a crazy filter. So like it's almost foggy, and then it shows the other people. It looks, you think something's wrong with your TV, and then it goes back to Judge Judy. You're like, oh, that bitch is just trying to. She's like behind fog. It's crazy looking.
Is Judge Judy in a spooky mist?
Absolutely. And then it goes to the people, and they're just normal. Like the camera.
I want to see Vanna White in action right now because that camera. If you ever notice it, like, dude, they never show her close up at all. You're trying to find Vanna White in action.
Don't look it up like that. Vanna White in action.
Was she ever nude?
Yeah. Playboy years and years ago.
Jay knows.
She was.
Well, Bobby just went on to what? I don't know what Bobby's looking at, but he was on a news article about a Wheel of Fortune contestant losing their shit.
Oh, my God.
How do we get there?
Bobby, where do you go?
He just got distracted,
Jay,
did he?
Do you remember her on Married with Children?
Vanna White?
Yeah. She had a thing on Married with Children where she was trying to fuck Al.
No, really?
And Peggy was going to let her fuck Al. I'm sorry, none of you guys fucking remember, but I'm right.
Get
so,
it? Get it? He was going to let her? Let her?
Hell yeah, dude. Hell yeah, dude. Great joke, Dave. Fucking great joke, Dave. Solid.
She was going to let her fuck Al.
Yeah, it's my favorite joke.
She was never on Married with Children. I was just trying to get to that.
Nailed
it.
No, I don't. I think...
Pull that up.
Was Carmen Electra on?
Married with Children.
She was a sex symbol for
Wasn't
like
Carmen Electra on? She was
married
a sex symbol
with children?
For a long time, yeah.
No, Carmen Electra was not. She was not.
I think when she's been around for a long
time. She was
time.
Too young, dude.
She's been around for a long
time. Yeah, look at this shit. This shit looks like the Sims video game. This tiny little bitch. Like, what? Tiny bitch?
She looks like if they fixed the sister from Pet Sematary's back.
It's unbelievable how much her role is completely unnecessary. Like at this
Wait,
point,
hold on. I want to solve the puzzle.
An offense?
A little. Oh, there's old Big J.
Hello. Vowels. I live for vowels.
Is it black pussy? Bobby, shut the fuck up. We're solving the puzzle. Ooh, 3,500.
Am I going to get some soup?
We asked you your name, sir, not what you're in the mood for.
Some fresh vegetable soup.
I once fell in love with a prostitute.
He's got that. Yes. In Ellis Island when they give you the wrong name.
Wait, go back. I want to just watch. Can we just do Gomez Watches Wheel of Fortune? This would rule. We could try to solve the puzzles before the contestants. Hold on. Ooh, it's wild.
Yeah. Oh my God! Is this the elderly Wheel of Fortune?
It's old Christine.
They're all. Everyone's gonna break their hips spinning that wheel. Hope that wheel's light. What are you doing?
Glenda, Charlotte, and Soup.
Pin.
Soup.
Why does this seem racist? Whatever this puzzle is, it seems like it's trying to get a racist message across.
The letters they're picking.
Yeah,
oh,
dude.
Okay. Don't worry, it's an A. Don't worry, Lewis. It's an A at the end. It's all right.
N-I-G-G. Is that second word baboon? What is that second word? This is not okay. Cooning with a what?
What the frig?
What are you doing? Not going to work.
I still don't know that word.
Is that
unwinding
at the
nudie tan.
The poolside.
Poolside bar. Unwinding at the poolside bar.
There we go. Oh.
Turn the letters, you old ugly bitch.
Hell yeah, dude. We did it.
Oh, sorry, dude.
It's okay.
Nice. Good work, guys.
All right, guys. Let's take a moment and thank our sponsor for today's show, which is I Trust Capital. I'm very excited to have them on board.
Dude, I am so hyped.
If you guys are into cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, right. You might already be investing in them, but okay. You may be unaware that if you invest in cryptocurrencies through a retirement account with iTrust Capital, you can buy and sell cryptocurrencies in a crypto IRA.
Well, Dave, just for argument's sake, tell it to me like I'm a 5-year-old.
Okay.
So let's pretend we don't understand what you're saying.
Yeah,
right
dude,
now.
Listen, I'm all in, dude. I've actually thrown iTrust Capital my entire savings.
Okay,
but
so
Dave,
you know,
for these nitwits back here,
sure.
Hey, doofuses, Dave, if you wouldn't mind for them.
All right, so
let's break down what's actually going on here. Give them the nuts and bolts for me, please. I don't speak retard.
So Jay, yes. Or I'm sorry, not Jay, the people listening.
People back here. I'm going to drink over here.
Say,
I'm going to drink my Truly.
You know how you've seen mommy and daddy using money before, like green little pieces of paper?
Mm.
Well, okay, Joe Biden ruined that, and now people are making money on the computer.
Okay.
And if you want to buy this money on the computer, it's going to be worth more money in the future. But then there's another mean man, also works for Joe Biden, who will steal some of your money. They call that taxes. But if you invest in a retirement account, they will steal less of that money from you.
Mm.
So you can invest in crypto through your retirement account and get the same tax advantages as a
traditional IRA.
They get it. They get it now.
iTrust Capital allows you to invest in over two dozen of the most popular cryptocurrencies.
No, I'm with you. I know. Unlike the stock market, you can buy and sell 24 hours a day.
Yeah, there you go. The iTrust Capital platform is easy to use, and it only takes a few minutes to create your account. Setting up an IRA is free, and iTrust fees are very low.
Very low.
There you go. You're getting it, Jay.
Lewis, maybe take some of this.
Listen, with iTrust Capital, you get tax-free trading, you get no sign-up fee, no monthly fees, institutional cold storage security, which Dave is...
Okay, so imagine you were running a lemonade stand.
I do. Sometimes I do in the summer.
Lewis drank all the lemonade. And then, like, a rookie cop gave you a lap dance. Wait, hold on. I'm sorry. I looked at my phone. What was the line?
And now $100. Start investing with iTrust Capital today at itrust.capital/LOS. That's itrust.capital/LOS.
I would have done... P-I-T-O-L.
I would have done the same thing. That's why I spelled it out for them.
But I'm already, my money's already in this thing.
Listen,
doesn't matter.
It's,
you would have done that in a former life.
Doesn't matter, yeah.
By the way,
old
Lewis,
stupid me, when I was back, like, a rube like you hillbillies, like you hayseeds.
I know, Lewis, you own some fucking Bitcoin and some crypto.
Oh,
I do as well. Jay, do you? Do you own any crypto?
Zero investments.
Zero investments at all? I don't believe that.
No, I trust. They're doing my stuff. I got... crypto IRA, traditional IRA.
All right, well, Jay, we're going to get you set up. It's tax-free trading, no sign-up fees, no monthly fees. Everything is fucking great at iTrust Capital. Go check them out. I actually really love these guys. The guy who runs the company is a great dude. iTrust.capital/LOS. All right, let's get back into the show.
Good work.
What did you do for Christmas, Dave?
Just, you know, hanging with the family and the kids. It's great.
Taught your kids about tax law?
No, they're not ready yet, but they'll get there.
Yeah. Jay, anything fun?
Yeah, I went to see Spider-Man with Christine, Isabel, and her roommate. And that's it. Just gave presents. Stayed home. Chill night.
You gave presents?
Would you give Isabella?
Podcasting equipment. That's what she wanted.
Get into the old family business.
Yeah.
It's time. You brought it to the attic. Hey. Whipped out your first ever fucking podcast mic.
This
is for you.
Meet Robbie, our lead ad sales rep. Now get out there and start earning.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to hear an Isabella Blue Chew ad.
It's like, you got a whole bunch more dick inside of you. Trust me. I know.
Nothing makes us more annoyed than soft dicks.
Oh, my God. The amount of 80% hard penises that I've seen in my day, yuck. Oh, I need them hard and I need them thick.
Same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis.
You may think you don't need one, but round 5 or 6 at house. You kidding me? Whoever's at the end of the train might need one.
Have you ever been knocked out on Kratom but still wanted a hard dick? You know what? Maybe you should take away that podcasting equipment.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't.
Yeah, I got my.
Yeah. Anyway, back to gangbang chat with.
I got my son an ad on Eros.
Nice.
He's starting to sell his body. Good. It's pretty cool.
That's pretty sick.
Yeah, pretty sick.
You can get a lot for James on the market.
Oh, yeah. Black market? Honestly, the regular market, too.
Any market.
It's a good-looking kid. Yeah, Christmas was fun. We had a completely combined Christmas this year. Beatrice's boyfriend, Eddie, came to Christmas. It was the first time we ever, like, really hung.
Didn't you guys?
Oh, wow.
Didn't you all go to Jamaica?
Nice choice of words.
No, Eddie never went to Jamaica.
Oh, Eddie's never been to Jamaica?
Eddie always...
You haven't even treated Eddie like the proper guy who's fucking your ex and taking him to Jamaica?
How dare you?
No, dude. I mean, I would literally be paying for the bed that he's fucking her in Jamaica.
Oh, it'd be so good. Lewis,
you've already been paying for the bed that he's fucking her in for many years. Many years.
Oh, wow.
It might as well be in Jamaica.
Lewis, can you make the bed a little bit bigger? I'm having a hard time keeping me, your lady, and my dick on the I'm going to need a California king to support this motherfucker.
Let me talk about
it. Like, can you make sure that they serve breakfast a little late tomorrow morning?
Yeah. Sorry, goes. Beaches came down with a case of back blown out.
We're going to skip breakfast this morning.
You know how it is. She's squirting like a motherfucker last night. You know how it is, huh? You know. Yeah, you know.
Lewis, would you do me a solid and get me a wheelchair from the lobby? I'm going to have to bring Beatrice down to breakfast, if you know what I'm saying. She's going to be a little Weekend at Bernie's for a couple hours, if you know what I mean. I'll prop her up all fancy rest so James doesn't get freaked out. Know what I'm saying? I've done this before. It's okay. This ain't my first dance with a knocked out white woman.
She's trying to walk out of bed. It's like, oh, look at her trying to walk. Look at her.
Look at her go.
Look at her go.
James, go get Eddie's defibrillators. You know where I keep them. I got to bring your mama back to life.
I didn't know what to get him for Christmas. Like, what do you get the man who's fucking your son's mother?
Condoms. Gigantic condoms.
Eddie, I couldn't find them in your size. So here, you take 4 of my condoms. I patched them together.
I sewed them myself.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. You kind of defeats the purpose, but it looks cool.
You and James bond over sewing this man's condoms together. Like an old sheet.
Daddy, I saw him in the shower once. We're going to need more condoms.
Yeah. No, thank you.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, no, so I was trying to figure out what to get him, so I found this list of gifts to get
that.
The Distinguished Black Man?
Distinguished Black Man Presence?
Yeah, the Distinguished okay. Black
Here's
Man
Here's a book
presence.
On racial equality. Thanks for banging my ex.
The ultimate gift guide for the black intellectual man.
Okay, okay.
The black intellectual man.
And did you just print that up?
No. This
just
is
send them the link. Here you go.
Let's see. For the handyman, the key multi-tool.
Okay.
This nifty keychain functions as the ultimate tool set featuring a screwdriver. I thought it said a wife cutter. I was like, Jesus.
This just seems like it's for a man.
No.
Not
no,
a black intellectual,
no.
per se.
No, it's for bigger hands.
Listen to me. A smart black man can really only handle 14 tools.
Comes with a tool, a key, and a subscription to World Star Hip Hop.
Oh, this isn't a good gift to get anybody who's black.
This day in history?
Okay. Come back every card. Come back tomorrow.
Yeah, he goes, you know what? He goes, stop at about 1990.
Yeah. Hey, here, you want to learn more about history? I wouldn't go any further back than 1965.
Yeah, that's
if I were you. Things were pretty ugly.
Let's see what else. An orbit key desk mat.
Okay.
These are just awful gifts.
It's for a black intellectual man.
Yeah, really.
That actually isn't so bad. That kind of looks good.
I don't want to keep my coffee from sliding.
Is that a floating desk?
Okay. I thought this list was going to be more like, you know...
nice present. Why?
Like a wooden carving of two half-naked people kissing.
Yeah, exactly.
It's going to be on the floor.
That's what a poster of a naked black woman with an afro petting a panther.
Yeah.
Just the things that were in Scatman Crothers' bedroom in The Shining.
A bunch of incense.
Yes.
I guess, okay, there. Finally, we got to something that is actually like something that seems like it should be for a black intellectual person and not just for your dad.
Not saying that your dad could not be a black intellectual person.
That's totally possible.
Did you just see the name? Did you just see the name and think that was like Swahili or something?
Ta-Nehisi
Coates.
God bless you. Gazuntite.
Okay.
Some African warlord.
Who is he? Who is that?
A fire stick loaded with his favorite TV shows. Is that
fire stick? That's a gift for anybody.
His favorite TV shows.
Ta-Nehisi Coates. Is that the third to last guy in Street Fighter Turbo?
Ta-Nehisi Coates.
Yeah, he's harder. He's harder than he looks.
You fly to Vegas and you box him, right?
Can we figure out what that was? Or are we trying to fly through all of these?
A whiskey decanter set.
That's a cool decanter.
That's really cool.
Hell yeah.
I kind of want that.
It's not for you, Dave.
Dave, you're not... You're not an intellectual black man.
I don't necessarily consider myself an intellectual black.
A personalized
bathrobe, it just says nuga.
That should be a...
nuga.
That should be a cognac decanter.
Yeah, should be an old E decanter.
You want some aged Tennessee? No.
A Fitbit to track fitness. I mean, these aren't black-centric gifts at all.
Yes, they are.
No, this has nothing to do with black or intellectual. These are just shitty gifts.
This comes with shinier gift wrapping.
It's just fancier.
It distracts them.
So which one did you get, Eddie?
A bag of
oranges? Go to a bag of oranges for Eddie. Number 10, last but not least, for every intellectual.
I just gave him a $50 gift card to Amazon. Jungle, actually.
The actual Amazon.
Yeah.
Bananas.
A one-way for light.
Yeah, dude.
Fuck up.
Whatever he wants, dude. Get in there. You're home.
Was he very appreciative? Was he very appreciative?
Yeah, dude.
No.
I swear to God, he was so excited, dude.
He was ape-like.
He showed me his hand. I swear to God. No, he was very appreciative. It was fun.
And what did he get you?
Nothing.
Wow. He didn't get you anything.
That was the whole point of this whole segment.
He kept Beatrice warm.
He's like, haven't I given you enough?
Mm-hmm. What if he just pulled out something gigantic out of her now completely mashed apart pussy for you? Lewis, you think I let you leave without getting you some? I got you an electric bass. Come on. Who's that out for me, Beatrice? Yeah. All right, hang on. There's an amp, too. Come on now. Oh.
I got you an entire carry-on luggage set.
She didn't even know how to put it in.
Yeah. No. But it was a very nice Christmas.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds like a lovely dude.
What'd you give James?
A ton of shit.
But you said it like you just realized you forgot to give him
anything. Oh, my God.
James is in Jamaica. Playing pranks on local fucking villains.
Chase is throwing pancakes.
I'm going to rob this Ross Claus Bumble Clock kid. Paint can to the face again.
You go around the back. I'll get him from the front.
He's not like, he's not a materialistic kid. He's not like, when I was eight.
You didn't get him stuff?
No, I got him a bunch of like just small things. It was no like one. When I was eight, I was like, I want a fucking
PlayStation 5.
I want a dirt bike. I want like some big fucking thing. My son really asked for things like that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, it's funny because most of the things kids would ask for, what I would have asked when I was younger, I'd have for my kid. Do you know what I mean? It's like, I want an Xbox. Like, we already have an Xbox.
I want some drugs.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's like, he doesn't want a PlayStation 5. You have one already.
Well,
yeah.
I told him he could tell all of his friends that it's his.
So you don't look like a shitty father
so
in school?
So he looks cool.
What did I get? He goes, huh, I don't know. My dad got me a dreidel and a top sheet.
I got him just Jewish gifts. just, a sheet just, with a hole in it. And,
yarmulke with a Yankee sign.
Yeah, dude, I got him a rack of lamb and...
That's a Jewish gift to you?
That's Jewish to me.
That's just a regular dish.
Well, okay, I guess a decanter set's a black intellectual gift, Dave.
All right, touche.
We're just naming gifts that work for any
time. Top 10 Jewish intellectual gifts.
I feel like...
Number one, rack of lamb.
A rack of...
Yeah. What would Jewish gifts. A Dodge Ram truck. You know, Jews.
You know, cushions.
What would you get your Jewish friends?
I don't know.
What
money?
Did you get them? What did you get them for Christmas?
Bitcoin.
I don't buy my friends gifts for Christmas. It's crazy.
That's fair.
Yeah, when people give me a gift, I get annoyed. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you, dude? Like, now you're expecting something?
No,
get the fuck out of here.
I got enough gifts to get from my family, and before I had a family, I didn't have money. So yeah. I don't buy friends
if
gifts.
If I get gifts for Thank friends, it's like, because it made sense to get it. It's not like, I don't want to like hunt for a friend's gift. Like, if it's something that like makes sense to do or whatever, like I'd get that.
Yeah.
Oh, good chat.
Go. All right. Good. Ooh, all right. Now.
Gifts.
Can we go back to Wheels on the Bus? That was pretty fucking sweet.
5, 6, 7, 8. The wheels on the bus go round and round, round and round, round and round. The wheels on the bus go round and round all through the town.
All day long.
The old lady on the bus has a dog that's not fixed.
A dog is not fixed.
A dog is not fixed. The old lady on the bus has a dog that's not fixed. And it's sniffing my butt.
The bus driver just got out of jail. Got out of jail. Got out of jail. The bus driver just got out of jail. And he's hoping there's a problem.
Dude, I was in Equinox, and there was a bus driver in the fucking steam room talking to another black guy, two black guys, and they were having a bus driver conversation.
Nice.
And I wanted to be like, guys, you can't, like, this is Equinox.
What would
you can't be talking, like, about his route.
Y'all be driving the bus. Now, me as an humble bus driver.
Doggy. And I was like, look, you shouldn't even be here. The fact that you're even here is pissing me off. But you can't be having a fucking bus driver conversation as we're all trying to relax.
It's a city job, dude. They make good money, probably.
That's crazy.
Why can't they be there having a bus driver conversation?
It just wasn't right. It wasn't meant for the Equinox steam room.
You bring that shit to Planet Fitness, not here.
Yeah.
All right. Couple of black men talking about their jobs.
It wasn't in the city. Where was it? It was in another.
This was recently.
City. Yeah, it was in another town. Some town that I was in.
And
it really made me.
My nephew bought me a decanter. You're like, well, I got myself an Amazon Fire Stick.
He got me a decanter. I'm like, whoa! I'm no intellectual. I'm just a bus driver.
You know, Tom.
I'm just a regular old guy.
He got me a decanter. Like,
well, I'm a thinking man now. I just drive a humble bus. I've been driving my bus. So that's what they were talking about? You were eavesdropping on two black men talking about...
I wasn't eavesdropping. They were loudly yapping about his bus route.
Nah, you were listening in.
No, dude.
Excuse me, can we get a vaccination check on the two guys up front?
You know the way Spanish always do it. You walked in all like, eh, que pasa? No, I don't know. And then you were eavesdropping. Yeah. That's what you always do. You fucking always do this.
Dude, steam
I
room.
Like you think you look high class that you can go complain about. There's two people in there talking about their bus driving jobs. I'm trying to sip cucumber water and steam.
Lewis has to go.
Before I rollerblade to sell tickets on the street.
Lewis has to go, there's two people of color, and then they have to go, there's three people of color.
Right, okay. All right, got no technicality. Okay.
Lewis is wrapped in...
I haven't rollerbladed in 20 years.
Lewis is wrapped in his towel and has a little yellow hat on. It's sitting in the jacuzzi.
No, doggy. First of all, there's steamer etiquette. Okay. All
right.
Oh, what is
number
it?
One?
Number
don't,
one.
Don't be what no, you are.
No bus yapping. First of all.
No bus yapping.
Number one rule. No, the number one. I mean, the number one
bus
rule.
Bus yappers?
Is
yeah, bus yappers is a great.
Number
slur.
One rule is don't suck each other's cocks. That's the number one rule. Number
I don't
one.
Think that's the number one rule of a steam
that's
room.
That's not it even is. Top five.
I don't think it is. I think it's that's what happens most in a steam room. In fact, Lewis, I assume you just say you like yeah. the steam so much because once in a while you like to just get off with a guy. I don't judge yeah. you for it. I just let it go.
You two fags don't talk about work all day? Are we doing this?
On every steam room in every gym in New York City, there's a sign, and the number one rule in that sign is no inappropriate activity.
Right.
All
right,
and that is code for don't suck each other's dicks.
Is yeah. it?
Clearly. Wait, inappropriate? We're telling naughty jokes?
Well, if you're not asked to stop, right? What's the point?
Pull my finger. No.
Inappropriate, not here.
If you don't get caught, were you even having fun?
No, the rule, there's etiquette. You don't, first of all, you don't even really talk in a steam room. If you're with a buddy and you're talking, you should be talking about some fucking high class shit, not your bus route.
Like what?
You know, like I don't know, dude. Fucking,
NFTs.
Yeah, dude. NFTs. Miami.
Miami. That's number two.
You think Miami's high class?
Watches.
You know.
Miami strikes you as
maybe,
a high class.
Dude, maybe
place.
I'm talking about a trip to Miami, a business trip. I don't know, dude. I got a new NFT down in Miami.
NFTs. Miami. Law and Order. SVU.
You know.
Something high class.
Amazon Fire Sticks.
You can talk the cancer sets.
The top four.
Yeah, dude, if you were discussing the
calamari.
If you're discussing
Parmesan cheese with a spoon.
Oh, hey, I'm sorry. I couldn't help you guys talking about calamari. Just wanted to know. I have a business opportunity you could invest in. You're clearly some high class individuals.
Yeah, dude. No, but. You guys all see they're treating me like I'm an asshole right now.
Yes.
But they all know
that is true.
They know what the fuck I'm talking about. You don't talk about your bus route in a steam room. That's crazy, dude.
But they could talk about Miami.
Kind of, yeah. Let's see.
Buses in Miami.
Conversation. Ape to gentleman. This is my website. While it's polite to say hello while entering and cheers while leaving.
This is like My Fair Lady.
This isn't specifically.
This is like My Fair Lady.
I'm just saying this website. This website is not specifically about black bus drivers, is it?
No, it's about making them pass as civilized people.
Here we go. Look. Look. Conversation in the steam room should be kept to a minimum and not forced upon any unwilling recipient. If their eyes are closed, it's probably a good sign they want to be left alone. Gentlemen, it is not a pub. Do not use it as a venue to discuss your lurid stories from the night before or your bus route.
That's not what it says.
Or how well your job is going or divulge the inner workings of your relationships. There's a reason psychologists get paid. Exactly.
They weren't doing psychology. They were talking about work.
All right, Jay, you're unclassy.
Can I?
No, it's not that Jay's unclassy. He just always sides with a black bus driver.
Yeah.
He can't not.
It's my blue collar roots, dude.
It's his bread and butter. But wait, don't the Jews, didn't you like invent saunas or something? Didn't you like invent steam?
I don't know.
Dude, Ari Shaffir loves going to steam.
No, you when the price of bread went up a penny,
and
the
Lewis,
steam shut out your ears.
Lewis, that's what they told the Jews in the Holocaust. They're like, it's a steam room. Come on.
Lewis. Yeah.
You've asked me to go.
Lights out.
There was one Jew who was
no talking about trains. No talking about trains. There's etiquette.
Lewis, you've asked me to go steam so many times. Are we not going to sit there and fucking yap the whole time?
Now, well, hold on. If we're alone, I pick times where the steam room's going to most likely be empty. If we are alone.
So if it wasn't empty, you'd go to me and goes, shut up, don't talk to me.
Yes. If it wasn't empty, if you wanted to just talk about life, I'd be like, dude, chill. There's fucking other dude. We're going to be.
Dude, rude. I would move my towel and fart right into the tiles.
That's actually rule number 8.
How many commandments does this place have?
I mean, if I'm alone, I will. And finally, if you must break wind, thank you, Jay. Please, please, please do it outside.
It really is the next rule.
Unfortunately, the steam doesn't numb the sense of smell.
I think it brings it out.
Yeah. Separate.
No, I would way rather smell a steam roomed fart than...
No. Are you kidding me?
More than a fried fart? Worse. I'm with you. And it's more for the calories.
Yeah. I like dumplings. Yeah. But no, there's definitely steam room farts at the worst.
I imagine there's like that a would separation. Be the worst fart.
I haven't gone to a steam room since I was a child.
Well, have you ever farted in a bath?
Tub? That's different.
It's the same. No, it's the same matter. It's steam, water is more closer to each other. Trust me, I was a doctor where I came from. I actually spent 8 years in Dublin University studying fartal matter.
I'm 52 years old.
Fartal matter.
I'm a decorated doctor where I am from.
No, dude, in the water, it farts and then it like escapes in the skin.
The skin?
In its own, no, it escapes in the form of a bubble.
Yeah.
Right?
And then it's
essentially the water farts it out.
No, you lose air. Air is separating from the other stuff.
I'm doing a thing right now on the Real Ass Podcast. Shannon doesn't want to edit together the Assy Awards, which is my end of the year award show. So she has agreed to let me sell her farts.
Yeah.
She's farting in jars for me, and she's letting me sell them on the podcast. This is all going down this Friday on the Real Ass Podcast.
I wouldn't. But she has to fart in front of somebody.
She's going to do it on Zoom.
Okay.
With me.
Okay.
Wait. She's going to fart into a jar on camera.
Put the
like a mason jar.
A mason jar, yeah.
But like through the pants fart,
yeah.
Whatever's captured.
Well, you might as well just blow in it. Through the pants?
I agree.
You're kidding me.
I agree.
That's a solid, right?
It needs to be bare.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So she's got to hang out until she feels a fart coming.
What's she going to broccoli up? You going to broccoli her up?
We're doing broccoli. We're doing apples. We're doing beans.
Okay.
Broccoli, apples, and beans.
Miller Lights.
B-A-B.
Not the most enjoyable meal.
Why not?
But those farts? Telling you.
They'll sell.
You got a bidder right here.
Jay, will you buy one?
Is she seeing any of the money from these fart jars?
I haven't decided.
Fart jars?
You should give her, she should at least get a commission.
Oh, yeah.
How much are they? Bonus.
Well, I said $40, and then she was like, oh, the girl who was selling them online that we read the story was selling them for $1,000 each.
And you're like, yeah, right. We'll settle down, Shannon.
I was like, you're not getting $1,000
for
your fart.
Be on 90 Day Fiancé, then, you fucking dumbass.
I think we could probably get $100 for a Shannon fart in a jar.
I'll give you $40 for one, and I'll never open it. I'm just going to keep it on my mantle as a piece.
Can I get it?
Like your grandma's ashes?
It's always like a Tesseract.
I'll give you.
It's glowing. Waiting to be used because unless there's an apocalyptic situation, I can't open this.
You need an infinity stone to handle the power.
Yeah. This jar is not of this earth.
I'll pay 20 for a tiny vial that I can wear around a necklace. Like in an emergency, you know?
You're about to die?
Yeah. If I ever get knocked out fighting Rocky.
Yeah, just I've got to wake him up.
Oh, apple.
Yeah, absolutely.
I like it.
Real quick, let's talk about one of our amazing sponsors over here, Legion of Skanks, and of course, that is RockAuto.com.
.com.
RockAuto.com. What's up, all you gangers?
What's up, bros? Welcome to the Skank Garage.
Are you guys ready to get V8 powered through your lives with RockAuto.com?
35,000 horsepower Hemi engine.
They've been in business for 20 years. Oh, sounds like you need a fan belt. I've heard that word before. Hey, listen. If you want auto parts and you know what all these words mean, carburetor. No more talking to counter guys.
Muffler.
We're trying to upset muffler.
Muffler.
That's good.
Hold on, I got
brake
one.
Pads.
Brakes.
Pads.
Brakes.
Steering wheel.
Ah, wheels.
Steering column.
Rims. Steering fluid.
Steering fluid. Power steering fluid. Power steering fluid.
I said that twice.
I think you can get that at rockauto.com. I don't know.
Seats. Bucket seats.
Bucket seats.
I'm out.
Mahogany trim.
Windshield wipers.
Windshield wipers for sure. Mirrors, probably.
There's got to be some mirrors.
Wheels.
I said wheels. Rear view lights.
The underpart, the tube, the underpart of the tube.
The carriage, the chassis.
Chassis.
You got a whole chassis.
Probably get a fucking axle, honestly, but you got to go over to rockauto.com and find out. You can find everything you need, and whether you're your mechanic.
Anti-lock brakes.
Oh, yes, probably. My guess
is that a
yes?
thing? I feel like I've heard that on a commercial.
Oh, for sure. Hazard lights. More, I would bet, yes.
Windshield wipers for your lights.
Yes.
Little mini windshield wipers.
Oh, the back little windshield, the midget
the
windshield wiper for the back.
Can't
bat.
Say that. The little person.
The little windshield person wiper. Windshield wiper for the little people in the
yeah,
back.
That's an ad, dude. Be careful.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. RockAuto.com loves little people. And doesn't matter how tall you are, you can go to RockAuto.com. Yeah. And I'll tell you what, talls and littles alike, no promo code needed. Their prices are that good.
I bet you they have the thing for the littles that make it so you can press the steering wheel on the brake.
Yeah. So just go to RockAuto.com, and if you have to, stand on a couple of phone books if it's your parents' computer and tell them you heard about it on the Legion of Skanks, little man. You're totally cool. No, no, you're totally doing that car by yourself. It's not your stepdad doing it all for you because he feels bad that you were born that way. RockAuto.com. Let's get back into it.
Did you guys see... And this could be considered sexual harassment, what I'm doing with Shannon, but that's okay.
No.
Almost certainly.
Whatever.
Wait, what? Is it sexual now?
Farts? Close enough.
Selling your sexy farts in a jar is...
Did you say sexy? Sexy farts.
I meant sexy jars.
It's only sexual...
I meant disgusting farts in sexy jars.
It's only sexual if you jerk off to it while you smell it. So, yes, it's sexual.
People that are ordering
it's 100%
well, you don't
sexual.
Jerk
I don't
off
know
to
about Shannon's particularly because it's for the funny of the show also, but genuinely, I believe if people are buying that, it's sexual completely, yeah.
Maybe you have to... Maybe
Would anybody spend $100 on a fart, though, just for the funny of it?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, for the funny, sure. If money doesn't...
I got to pick the right price point, because I got to sell enough of them just for the funny of it.
Ah, you're always a businessman.
What about Jessica Alba?
Tell her to give me $40 worth.
Just a little toot?
Yeah. Just a little zipper into a flower.
But also, you don't jerk off while sniffing them. You jerk off until you're about to come, and then the finale.
Or right about when you're going to come. You.
That's how I would do it.
Here's what I would do. I'd hang myself from a doorknob by a belt, choking myself. And then I would have my spotter holding the jar next to me.
Yeah.
When I finish, flash knockout, go to sleep. They wake me up with the fart. I jump up. I live.
I actually
say.
I'll tell you what, a fart in a jar is the ultimate Narcan.
Yeah.
Can I say, I think that your way of doing it would be the way to sort of do it, right? Right when you're about to come.
Yeah.
If you've done it before and you know you like that, because right if you're right about to come and then you crack it and you're like, oh, that's awful, and you lose it.
Oh, no.
Now you're fucking all
backed
up.
I don't know, Lewis. You live and you learn.
What if you crack it and there's not, it's just a jar of air?
Then you go, you lying bitch, and then I fall asleep and I die hanging from my belt. You happy?
He died doing what he
you happy? Now I'm fucking Linkin Park and Soundgarden because I'm stupid. There was no fart in that jar. Shannon, you bitch. Clack.
I mean, you almost have to buy two of them. The first one you have to smell. Be like,
you got to mix the two of them together. Cut it down. Just keep cutting it down.
I assume as soon as you crack that jar, the fart just goes into the world.
Yeah.
It works, by the way. I farted into a canteen when I was a kid and put it in my freezer overnight. A canteen.
What's that?
You froze your fart?
I froze my fart.
Okay. And it worked, you're saying.
What's a canteen?
Well, it wasn't solid fart. You couldn't hold the fart, Jay.
Like if you're in the desert, the thing of water that you have. Like it's like.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm talking if you fart into a rag, stuff that in a jar, close the jar quick, I bet it would smell terrible when you open it up.
What? You think so?
Yeah. You ever fart into a towel? I have.
I don't think. Here's the problem. I think.
Well, laddie damn, Mr. Businessman.
Because I was drying my ass crack, and when I pulled my ass piece open, I farted. And then I was like, I wonder if a towel holds it, and boy, do it.
But it sort of held the wetness, too, right?
Yeah, but that's like shit.
No, it's a wet fart. It's the smell. No, it's definitely.
I don't think. Here's the thing. I think people are buying the mystique. Of the fart.
It's like
they're
a perfume.
Buying a rag.
Okay.
You want a shitty rag?
A shit rag.
You want Shannon to sell a shit rag?
What fucking animal do you think Shannon is, dude? She's a classy woman. You're trying to smell her farts.
You're a piece of shit, BJ. You're a real piece of shit. You know that?
I've crossed the line.
You have.
And I'm sorry. Shannon, fart into a flower. My apologies.
Yeah, we're going to figure
Jay,
out.
Jay, we're looking for a gift for an intellectual black man.
Oh, here. I'm sorry.
Not just like your regular bus driver.
White woman's fart. Number 11.
Then I had honorable mentions. White woman's fart. For all you black intellectuals out there. White woman. Never be stuck to...
Let me tell you, it just lost out to the decanter. It was a late night decision.
It was the pocket knife. You lost out to a pocket knife.
Well, then I told Shannon, I was like, why don't you just take a dump, and then I'll take just... dab my finger into the poop.
What?
And then I'll take on the bottom of the thing.
Just so you know, I don't know, it wasn't reacted to as such. That's the craziest thing that's been said on the show in a long time. But everyone was just like, continue. That was okay. All right.
No.
Dunk your finger in her shit. Continue. I'm sorry.
Jay, I'm interested where he goes with this.
I didn't mean to pull the brakes. The crowd was just kind of like,
let's see where this goes.
So then I rubbed the shit, and just a thin smearing on the bottom of the glass.
Ah.
Imperceptible to the eye. It's not going to be like shit. It's going to be clear.
Magical invisible shit.
Right. So then when you open it, it will smell.
Do you think there's a clear top layer to shit?
I think you could rub it. I think you could rub it enough that it would become imperceptible to the naked eye.
This is just a good idea to you, but do you think that there's other people who are...
Hey, guys, we're having a very mature conversation.
Do you mind?
Could you interrupt?
What are you guys day trading back there?
We're
talking about selling shit in a jar. Take that nonsense to Equinox Steam Room with the bus drivers.
Couple
and
of Wall Street bros down the back.
What are you from Miami?
Ooh, what are you, some big doo to doo from Miami?
With your orange suit.
Do you think
you only own five shirts and four of them are tank tops? You highfalutin asshole. Yeah.
Do you think those guys are actually in the business of selling fart jars and they were like, he's a disgrace to the trade?
We got it.
He goes, this guy's going to dilute the whole business.
You don't think you can take shit and then wipe it into a thin layer where you couldn't just see the
thin?
Shit? A thin enough layer. It could still be smelled but not seen.
I mean, yes, I'm sure it's physically possible.
That's a fart. That's what a fart is.
No, dude.
You smell but don't see.
You just proved my point.
It's a smelly
we can
ghost.
Do this, dude, and she needs to take one dump. One dump.
Can I say this?
Otherwise, she's farting all fucking
Lewis,
night long. Dude.
Here's what I'd say to do.
No.
Let her let you know when she's backed up, when she's ready to go. And then you put a finger a little bit in her butt and just tell her to push a little bit. And so the turd just comes out and just kisses your fingertip.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Like the E.T. fingers. Just like,
yeah.
Oh, like it was my finger and it was God's finger touching, but it was shit instead of God's
finger. That shit.
Yeah.
And then you take that little fucking tip kiss.
We also don't know if God's finger isn't inside of Shannon's asshole. Yeah. Hiding as a piece of shit.
God's I'd say 20% chance God's finger is a hot chick shit.
I found God.
It was up Shannon's bong.
We found God. It's a
Shannon. Shannon, sit still. Mexicans will come observe you for money.
Yeah.
Santa Maria. I can't believe.
The show.
El aso Shanito.
Shanito
aso.
Jesus Cristo.
Jesus. Enus. Jesus.
Culo. Culo.
Culo. Culo.
Uno. Ine.
Aleluya.
Ine dos.
Yeah.
Put my uno in your dos.
Put my uno in your dos.
Ay, it's the finger of the Lord.
God puts his finger up Shannon's ass. Shannon's ass. Shannon's ass.
God puts his finger up Shannon's ass. We're still on the bus.
I was on the bus today. These motherfuckers wouldn't stop singing.
This is a pretty long
bus. I'm so glad I got to go to Equinox in the afternoon, my best friend. Just talk about it. No Puerto Ricans interrupting us.
Luis J. Gomez, you are my last stop, and then I am taken to the steam room at Equinox. It's the one perk of working this job.
I'll
everybody
meet you there,
gets
Jimmy.
A free steam room.
Well, how do you think that song goes in India?
What?
The
gang rape on the bus goes.
There's triangle wheels on the bus go.
The 12-year-old girl on the bus gets her clit chopped off.
Clit chopped off. Clit chopped off.
12-year-old girl on the bus gets her clit chopped off.
And then the police execute her anyway.
Yeah.
What the fuck's up with that country?
They need to probably reevaluate their rules and laws.
Splashing acid in the face of the girl I raped. Girl I raped.
Girl I raped.
Splashing acid in the face of the girl I raped.
Because ironically, she's now a whore.
Now her father won't speak to her.
Her father.
But he still hired me at his job. He still hired me at his job because we're all doctors here.
Yeah. I think they open up a jar of fart in India for fresh air.
That's their clean. Indian. A fart in a jar is the Glade plug-in of fucking.
Like, oh,
it goes off every 4 minutes.
Oh, Shannon fart. That's good.
We can get mountain fresh or white woman fart.
Yeah. Mr. Ladi.
Anything is better than this.
I once ordered a jar of fart. It was just shit smidged on the inside. Smelled like a Puerto Rican's finger.
It was $50. $50 because they said it was the hand of God.
The five-year-old girl on the bus is getting married.
Getting married. Getting married.
The five-year-old girl on the bus is getting married.
She's a college senior.
Fucking silly goose time, huh?
We're silly goosing.
This, what a juxtaposition of fucking silly, stupid, and then the harsh,
genuine hate.
It's just
we go from silliness to hate very quick.
It's such harsh comedy, and then also everyone will sing the wheels on the bus. I mean, that's retarded.
That's what this is.
Let's do plugs because
let's do plugs because this episode got real silly goosey real quick.
Yeah, sure.
None of us saw it coming, but it happens.
Colin, plug all your stuff, buddy.
You can check out my podcast, The Wizard of Pod. That's available everywhere. Check out my YouTube channel, youtube.com/ColumnTurrell. I'm doing a little run of gigs, myself and the Dad Meat guys. That's Tim Butterly and Mike Rainey. We're going to be doing a tour, for lack of a better word, on the East Coast. Yeah. Give it up for Dad Meat. Give it up for Dad Meat. So we're going to be doing a show here on the 20th of January at The Stand in New York City. This is going to be a mix of stand-up and a live podcast at the end. So on the 20th of January, we'll be here. Then we're going to be in Albany. We're going to be in Boston. We're going to be in Baltimore. And we're going to be in Chicago. If you want any of those tickets, just follow me or the Dad Meat guys on Twitter, and you can get those tickets now. Boston's going to sell out by the time this episode airs. So buy some tickets to Boston if you want to come see us. Thank you.
Fuck you.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead, Lewis.
We got a couple things. Right, first of all, check out The Real Ass Podcast. 3 days a week, every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 11 a.m. Eastern. It rules. And me and Dave Smith starting a brand new MMA show next Monday.
The official first
episode.
Hold on. I never agreed to that.
You agreed to it. You might have been drunk. You may have been high. But guess what? You agreed. And we're locked in for at least 6 months, baby boy.
My word is my bond.
Hell yeah, dude.
If I got drunk and agreed to it, then I got drunk and agreed
to
it.
Yo Kratom presents the Yo MMA Rap with Luis J. Gomez and Dave Smith. And it's going to be fucking... What? Yeah, Luis J. Gomez and Dave Smith.
Wait, hold on. No. We never talked about that at all. I'm substantially bigger than you. There's no way.
Every
Your name
Monday
is coming first.
At 6 p.m. Eastern as a lead-in to Legion of Skanks, me and Dave Smith doing it live.
I was literally doing you a favor so you can get Eddie a better Christmas gift next year. And we're going to call it Lewis and Dave.
Fucking give him that whiskey thing.
Make sure you guys go to Gas Digital and support all of the shows here on the network. Use the promo code LOS30. You get a 30-day free trial. You get instant access to all of the shows on the network. The on-demand library for this show. Thousands of hours of episodes where you cannot get anywhere else. And I'll be on the road a lot next month. Heating up. Going to Lexington, Kentucky. Comedy off Broadway the 13th through 15th. 21st, 22nd. I'll be at the Hartford Funny Bone. Then February, I'm at the Regent Theater in Arlington, Massachusetts. Comics at Mohegan Sun. In Mohegan Sun in Connecticut, and then the Emmaus Theater in Emmaus, Pennsylvania, coming up in March. Lots more dates coming up. Go to lewisofskanks.com and grab your tickets for any of those shows. And make sure you guys subscribe to my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake, where you can watch me, not play video games tonight. But I'll be back tomorrow.
Once you figure out those wires, you'll be fine. pigjakecomedy.com for all my dates. I am loaded up for the first half of the year already, so come check me out. All these places, Comedy Connection, New Year's Eve weekend, me and Justin Silver, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Tickets, I think, are still available for that, so come, let's fill that fucking place up. I love the Comedy Connection. Rhode Island's where I did the most during the fucking, I used to go up there every month during the pandemic. All right, it's not a cappella.
Right, fuck the mind. Beat. I'll go acapella.
Jacksonville. Jacksonville.
So I'm in Jacksonville. Yeah.
Jacksonville, Florida, the next weekend, the 6th, 7th, and 8th. Zany's Nashville, 13th, 14th, 15th. Come out to that.
Sorry.
Milwaukee, first time ever, Milwaukee Improv. That is the 27th or the 29th. And then Addison Improv in Addison, right outside Dallas, Texas. And then I'll be on that cruise. I'm doing a cruise with Rob Zombie and Mudvayne. That's going to be fun. Come check that shit
and
out.
Look at you, going backwards.
Going backwards. No, it's not. It's a good one. This is a goodie. And yeah, check that out. If you're going to go on the Norwegian Pearls, the Viragos cruise, I forget everyone who's on it, but it's a crazy lineup. Chevelle, maybe? I don't know. Either way, BigJComedy.com. Of course, the SDR show right here. SDR show right here on the Gas Digital Network. And the Bonfire 5 days a week on SiriusXM Faction Talk 103. And Bonfire merch now available at thebonfiremerch.com for all your Bonfire merch is now available, finally. Dave?
I'm back on the road in 2022. Boston, January 13th and 14th with Robbie the Fire Bernstein opening up for me. Two live stand-up shows and a live Part of the Problem. And then on January 15th and 16th, I'll be in Arizona doing a live stand-up show and a live Part of the Problem. I said the other week I'll tweet the link. I forget. But I said the other week it was Minnesota. That gig is in March. I am retarded. Arizona in January. Minnesota in March. And then got a Connecticut gig on January 29th as well. And a bunch more stuff coming up. And the new podcast with Lewis.
Hell yeah.
So you heard.
Part of the Problem, of course.
Lewis, what did you want? You had a...
I wanted to... I can't believe nobody's talked about this yet. Is the police lieutenant that got a lap dance from his rookie cop...
Have you seen the video?
This is all news.
There's two videos.
I love it.
Pull up the first video of the lap dance, and then she apologized for it. She's awesome.
And his wife.
I haven't seen the video of his wife. Oh, that's great.
Wait. So what's going on here?
This is a police lieutenant. Is this New York?
Police lieutenant, and that's a cop.
That's a cop.
Did he just have surgery on his head?
It was just a holiday party.
It looks like he has half a haircut.
This is the glare.
Oh, it's the light.
Hell yeah.
Yes, rookies.
Damn.
You want the good shift? Get on here.
Yeah.
Oh, man. You're going to be working the beat on the Upper East Side. Take a nap in your car.
Look at all the
you
other...
You're not going to do anything.
Who's the fucking rat cop that's taping it? You fucking scumbag piece of shit.
Hey, you ever heard of the Thin Blue Line?
It's the same guy that choked out that fucking poor black guy selling cigarettes. He's the one filming this.
Yeah, piece of shit.
That poor guy, no one remembers his name. That poor guy.
And what, he's in trouble now?
Yeah, they fired him, right?
Why?
They fired him?
They fired him.
It was all her.
They called him into the office. They were like, if you had just shot a black kid or something, we could have looked the other way. But
you know our
stance. I mean,
come on now. I got an answer for this.
What's rule number one when you join the force?
Nobody's going to be calling about this one. I don't understand what the why he would be in trouble for that at all.
You don't understand why? Really?
You don't understand why he'd be in trouble for that at all. That's her boss.
That's her boss.
So
what?
This guy is selling his
employees' farts, and he gets why it's a problem. And you don't understand. You don't understand why that would be an issue in a boss-employee relationship. You can't possibly see why a cop would get in trouble for that.
It's a party. They're at a party.
It's a party.
They're at a party, dude.
I mean, yeah, dude, look, here's the thing.
It's not happening. You didn't find out she was grinding on his fucking dick hanging outside of a patrol car like while they're supposed to do something. Like, they're at a par. I don't, who gives a shit?
Yeah, dude. I mean, I don't know. Really?
No. I agree that I don't give a shit. Like, if I was his boss, I wouldn't.
Of all my
him.
Problems with cops, this doesn't rank high on the list.
No, yeah, right.
I'll grant you that. I'll grant you that.
Cop issues, but this is something I don't give a shit.
But in the real world, I understand.
Where you're like, yeah, you can't do that.
If waitress was giving one of the managers, if Joe Harari on lap dance, I would understand if they fired waitress.
What?
Why would they fire Joe Harari? Get rid of that whore. That's
Joe's
what I
the man.
Say. Just the man. You're right, dude. Why did they fire that guy? He
Why
rules.
Would they fire either?
Some rookie whore.
All right, Joe, I'm going to need you to come in and sit down in my office. Okay, first of all, nice. Second of all,
I'd say Joe Harari at a holiday party, not at work. I'd say Joe Harari can stand you up on top of a sink and fuck the holy shit out of you, waitress. Then he'll bend you over. No, wait, don't leave yet. He'll
Get
lift
back
your
here,
right butt cheek, and then he'll slide in kind of from the side. He's thin, so he can get into those dark corners. You know what I mean?
Dark corners.
And then he'll just
Get back.
And then he'll just put it in. Gentle, but rough. You know what I mean? You're going to know he's there.
Get,
and then he's,
get back here, waitress. Waitress, get back here.
Waitress.
We're keeping you safe, waitress. Get back here. We're explaining sexual harassment.
You're the only thing standing between you and that monster Joe Harari.
Well, let me.
Waitress, you little slut. Get back here.
I don't know if I'm the only one who noticed, but she walked out on gentle. I think that's what turned her off.
Yeah.
She was like, "Oh,
you either give me donkey punch me or you fucking don't call me at all."
Pussy ass. But yeah, you reckon it was like Commissioner McNulty. Commissioner wants you in the office now. And bring your
McNulty.
It makes sense to me that that guy was fired. What's weird is she was promoted.
Oh no! That's what she wants.
Are you sure? I heard he was fired.
You know she.
No, she probably went and lap danced the higher up.
Yeah, she went in. She goes, "What are you gonna do? Punish me?" And they went, "Promotion."
She goes, "Sorry guys, I was just here farting in jars.
I've just been queefing on these handcuffs."
You guys wouldn't want to take these sticky handcuffs from me. A couple of them were wet.
The fucked up thing is, during all of that, there was a riot going on downtown.
Hold on, wait. As of for 2 days ago, there was no disciplinary action.
All right.
How is this even a story then?
Just a video.
This is a video.
I mean, first of all, she gave a pretty fucking great lap dance.
She was grinding on his dick.
She was?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, he said something. He said something like, "Yo, if you ever find yourself with a guy who's too big to arrest, you can ring me."
Yeah.
You gotta.
Please, God.
You gotta grind the fuck.
Please, God, don't let this end here.
What?
Your ex, who's a stripper, is now a police officer?
Humble brag.
Nice.
Is she now? A police officer stripper, you mean? I'm here to arrest you for being too adorable.
Was she dancing?
Suck beer off my pussy clit.
Was she dancing one time? And she's like, "You know what? I like this uniform." And
were you dating her while she was dancing?
Yes.
Did you love that?
No.
Really?
I'm pretty sure Jay was implying like for sexual reasons, but Bobby was just like, "Oh yeah, always made rent,
well,
always in singles."
If you can disconnect from the fact that your girlfriend is a whore, it's pretty awesome because she's hot and she's got tons of money.
Yeah. She works reasonable hours.
Sure, she's grinding on some lieutenant's dick. So
you're
what?
Like, she had cash everywhere. We went to Chili's. We did Everton.
So what's the video with the wife? Because I know that the guy's married, and I saw the response.
That's the only person who should feel
female,
bad for.
The female cop apologized. There's an apology video, which is great because she's even hot in that video.
All right, let's see
what?
This.
Save it.
But hold on, let's see the wife video first.
Where does she apologize? Just from her room? Or like...
reporters were outside of her house and they took pictures of her and she came outside and
she's crying.
She fell off the
Who's
pole.
Who's crying? The stripper? The dancer?
But that's the wife?
No,
that's not her, no!
That's the wife? No!
Why would you ruin that guy's whole one fucking fun night?
Look her up!
One
Look
night
up!
He got away from this fucking old deacon.
Joey the key! Joey the key!
Dude, our audience rules. We're booing this woman's looks.
Boo!
Look at her. She's like, fuck you. Fuck you, Frank. I can't believe you let that whore.
Dog.
Sometimes my nipples leak, and he wants to have a good time at work.
Frank McNamara, you're a fucking dog. You're a fucking dog, McNamara.
I mean, that literally...
You're going to embarrass me and the whole fucking family, Frank.
She comes around Bensonhurst again. She's getting get.
Yeah, sir, why is your grandma taking this so personally?
No, that's the old ball and chain. I swear to God, in the 90s, she looked so different. All the hair went gray at once. All of a sudden, she was frowning all the time.
Yeah. It's like her face got stuck that way.
Yeah, she looks like a real good hockey goalie, I know.
Hey.
Now I understand why no one on the force wanted to punish this guy.
You want
to
leave him alone, dude.
You
fucking
wanna...
Rodriguez grinded on his dick. He jerked off to that for 3 weeks after that.
You know why I keep opening these cold cases? Because I don't want to go home, goddammit. I don't want to go home.
No prints, no DNA. I'll take it.
They say it can't be done. McNamara's on the case.
I got a stakeout everywhere, always. Sorry, babe. I got word he might be somewhere in the tri-state area. Man, thank God you're wearing sweats.
Wow.
Oh, fuck.
The Puerto Rican on the bus spilled his spliff.
Puerto Rican on the bus spilled his spliff. Now his girlfriend's gonna get hit.
Lewis.
What did you even do?
Lewis knocking over everything in the universe cut that off, but that the idea of I have to stake out everywhere with no leads is the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Tonight I'm doing 1st and 11th. Why? I don't know.
What are you looking for? Anything.
Yeah. It's the goodest place as any.
Yeah, he goes over to some guys who's like packing boxes on a truck. Did you ever see a girl looks like this, maybe? Yeah. Or a guy, maybe?
Are you the
around this height.
Are you the 1975 East Village rapist?
I'm looking for a guy or a girl. A couple of limbs, maybe?
When you were younger, were you the Central Park rapist?
Doggy, that guy was just having one night. This hot little rookie.
He hadn't smiled in years.
He went home and fucked his dude. He went home and fucked that chick that night.
Better than he's ever fucked her.
She hasn't been fucked that way in years.
She's like, woo, you must be all worked up. If you don't mind, finish quick because I got gas. I've been tooting off all night before you got home. You don't smell it in the room still, do you? All right, good. Hammer me hard because they're all out now.
Yeah.
All right, guys, real quick, we must thank Yo Delta for supporting today's show. Yo Delta makes incredible Delta 8 products that are legal in most states, delivered right to your door. If you're over the age of 21
Straight
years old, why
up.
Even go out and find a weed dealer when you can have it delivered to your door?
Just kick back and chill and play Twitch with your bitch.
Hey, what's going on, Yo Delta Vampire? How are you today, buddy? How was your holiday?
It was okay. A lot of people don't know this, but I am a convert Jew, so... It was pretty lonely. I just got some Chinese food and pretty fucked up on Delta 8.
That's pretty cool, though.
I watched the new Home Alone.
How was it? Did you like it?
No. I didn't.
What's wrong with it?
I don't know. A little derivative.
Okay.
I mean, it is a remake, so that you would expect.
They're not calling it the reboot, Dave. This is my problem with it. You see, it is added like it's a reboot or a sequel, but it's almost shot for shot the original Home Alone.
Well, let me ask you a question.
Yes?
Why didn't you go see Spider-Man? That's what everyone did.
Oh, I saw it.
It was dope.
Oh, yes.
James Garfield, right? Sort of sold the show?
Tobey Maguire makes me feel old.
Well, look, we could talk about this all day because we're all fucked up and stoned
all
right
day
now.
Long, dude. I'm all gumballed up.
If you want to get fucked up like the Yo Delta Vampire and myself and Dave and the rest of the skanks.
Dude, I'm Lucy Silly.
They got gummies, they got vapes, they got everything you need, and it's already affordable, but if you use the promo code GAS at YoDelta.com, you're going to save 25% off your order. Once again, that's YoDelta.com. Use that promo code GAS and be like the Yo Delta Vampire.
Mad chill.
All right, where were we? Pull up the apology from the rookie.
Grab me a lucky bag from the evidence room.
What? Yeah, pull up the side-by-side.
Yeah, Bobby, if you wouldn't mind. Bobby, throw it to the side-by-side.
This is what our Reddit does, though. Is they superimpose things side-by-side so we can jerk off to it.
Thank you.
Which is hot.
This is her.
Want to apologize to the lieutenant's wife.
I'm sorry you're like, so fucking dumpy or something.
Dude, his angle, by the way, he definitely saw the camel toe.
Yeah.
For sure.
And I really hope it didn't, cause too much damage in the marriage or in your personal life.
Blah, blah, blah.
I've been seeing the articles, and I've been seeing pictures of you guys.
Dude, look at this guy. He cheats constantly.
No, Jay.
Jay, shut the fuck up, dude.
You never say that on a hot mic.
Had no knowledge of your marriage.
He was like, he told me he wasn't even married.
I didn't know you were married.
No.
I couldn't tell. Your boner said you were single and ready to mingle.
To be honest, we've been fucking for months.
You never seem to mention that fucking hog wife at home. Sitting there with her fricasseed hair.
Dude, I don't know why I already, like, she's such a dick for apologizing like this. First off, she got herself like all fucking dolled up after seeing that wife. She
should
have gone up there fucking disheveled.
Frumped, yeah.
And she went up and she went, listen,
she's like,
I'll
sorry,
be honest
I'm
with you.
So wet.
Sorry
right now.
I caused so many problems in your marriage, but just so you know, I didn't even know you were married. I mean, he did, obviously.
I didn't cause any problems. For me, it was just grinding one out on his belt buckle. It was pretty great. I came so hard. Sorry for the squirt on his knee. She anyway.
Like, she's like yawning, showing off some midriff. Just like, oh yeah. Sorry, yeah. That's just my hot body.
I bet you make a great pot roast. That's pretty chill.
I'm so sorry I made your husband
this
happy.
Girl, and I mean this, she would be stupid if she didn't quit the force and start an OnlyFans right now.
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
that's
totally.
She'd be retarded. She's going to go fucking put herself at risk for $40,000 a year.
Yeah, I mean, lady, who New are York. You arresting, really?
That's
true. Yeah, what do you think they're sending her into?
That's paperwork right there. Written all over it.
I'll go try to detain him. Send backup. Hey, sweetheart, go grab a coffee. We're sending backup.
Yeah,
as far as
sorry. You want
dude, cell phone never left her hip.
You want to put?
And, I feel like I completely ruined, I guess.
Did she say it was for shits and giggles?
Dude, if this is his excuse he gets to get divorced, he's so thankful. He goes, please, sweetheart, do not apologize.
Did
she goes, I'm going to stay at my brother's house for a while. And I went, oh, darn. All right, later. I'm sorry. I just shouldn't have done that, huh?
Wait, did she say I did it for shits and giggles?
Yes.
She said that in like a... That was her official statement.
Absolutely, dude.
That was her official. Yo, bitch, sorry.
Dude,
just fucking around.
She wrote her slice up his leg for shits and gigs.
You know how it is. Hoe's gonna hoe. You know.
Oh, man, I hope she pulls me over one day. I'm like, ah, what's up? Yo. What's up? My license expired, but come on. You
kinda
wanna grind on my shit?
Yeah, but she even opened with, like, I hope you're not going through too much, blah, blah, blah. And anyway, I'm hot.
Yeah. Sorry, you had to
any
go
guys
sorry you had to go home to that Gila monster, but anywho.
Any guys want to stick my gun in my mouth? $1,000.
She goes, now I feel super guilty for how hard I frigged myself that night. That guy. It's not cool. I didn't realize he was spoken for.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. Sorry, guys. I got to go pull this butt plug out before I lose the tip.
Seven.
He said you were dead or dead to him or something.
Yeah.
I'm exactly sure what it was.
Listen, eight White Claws and Vanessa comes out. You know how it is.
He said he hasn't been with anybody in 8 years because he's just mourning. And the most important thing for him being a single father is that he takes care of his kids and there's no time to find enjoyment for himself. So I sucked him off in the closet in front of that guy with an ugly sweater. Mulrooney filmed the whole goddamn thing.
Good. Is that it?
I do apologize. Everyone was having drinks. We were all dancing. Nothing out of the ordinary.
snorting some Percocet.
The side by side is hilarious.
We're all dancing.
Just a ho hum Tuesday.
Just yeah. Everybody was having drinks. Everyone was dancing. Nothing out of the ordinary. At one point, everyone formed a circle around me while I made my boss come.
Next
on
was
the camera.
She goes,
I guess that. If there was one thing out of the ordinary, it would have been that.
Just you're running the party. Finger foods. Everyone standing in a circle, screaming 1, 2, 3, 4. Fuck that pussy till it's sore. Eggnog.
Santa came in.
O'Dooley dressed up like Santa. Yeah. That was pretty chill. You know, there was a clip piercing station.
Yeah. O'Rourke showed up with some Quaaludes from the evidence locker. Things got a little bit nuts. You know how it is. New York's finest.
I got spit roasted by Homicide. That was pretty chill.
And then, I don't know, from 2 a.m. to 5 a.m., I was completely blackout.
Yeah, he goes, there's a bit of a blind spot between 2 to 5, but then when I woke up, I remember wanting these guys to come. Yeah. So then I started really throwing shoulder into it. You know what I mean?
I woke up, I was driving a cop car. It was going, woo, 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 woo. You know?
Anyway, sorry that you had to go home to Dr. Brown and hear shit afterwards.
So whatever, your tax dollars.
Bibbidi bop, bing bang boom, your tax dollars.
Hashtag all lives matter. Good luck.
Hey, look at it this way. It was 20 minutes. I didn't shoot some black kid. So even Stevens. So, catch you guys on the greasy side. Peace.
You're welcome, America.
Check out my OnlyFans.
Is there more pictures of her? I bet she's fucking. Dude, when she's dancing.
Well, keep playing the audio of her talking. Her apology is world class.
Her apology rules.
Well, she looks like she dressed to do that at the party. So, yeah. I don't know.
She goes, sorry, guys. These titties are always ready to party, and sometimes I can't contain them.
The thing is, if you're a cop, you know, like you're a loser, right? Right?
I think, agreed.
Yeah. Like they just like fill out some forms and hope that they get a job.
Hold on, I don't know how I feel about that. I'm one hand.
Well, it was either that or
I don't know if loser is the right word. It's definitely a personality type. I don't know who goes into law enforcement.
No,
and be
no
like,
one wants
I'm gonna
to.
Fucking fix shit and make
no,
things
it's,
better.
The only time they do it is if your dad was a cop and his dad was a cop. It's for people like me and Lewis get into being a cop. Because
you get the bully.
Because it's either that or sanitation, and you don't choose which one they give you.
Yeah.
But like, what's her? She doesn't have an excuse. She must be a real.
Speak for yourself, you fucking adult. I'm doing okay.
Yeah, but if you didn't meet Big J, you'd be a cop. All right? So I'm just saying, there's an alternative universe where you're trying to get your lieutenant gun.
Where everything's the same. You just didn't meet J. Yeah.
Except Big J's my partner cop.
I'm the one who died. I'm like, cover me, dude. I'm going in. I froze. Son of a bitch, I just froze. He executed my partner.
You just.
And I froze, goddammit.
Don't mention the word big around me.
I should have been there for
I was there. I did nothing.
Now I don't want a lap dance rookie. You know who loves lap dances?
My partner Jay. He wouldn't have seen a problem with this at all.
He would have been lieutenant.
He doesn't even understand why anyone's in trouble for this. Hey, don't acquit me for me or my Hoagly wife. Acquit me for the memory of Big J.
Oh my God,
Officer Oakerson.
Officer Oakerson.
Oakie
would have loved rookie lap dances. I would abuse that.
I wish Big Oakie was right here right now.
Well, that's the thing. This would have been okay 20 years ago. This wouldn't have been
just
anything.
Just one less cell phone in that room, and today it would have been okay.
I feel like even in
you have to know who you are. I never looked for a position of power that would corrupt, because it would corrupt me immediately. The idea of that, where it's, do you know what I mean? Where it's like, if you own a strip club, it's like, the strippers will just blow you and fuck you to get better shifts. You're like,
they do that?
Okay. Yeah, I think like just I would just so boyishly be like, I'm gonna do that then. Do you know what I mean?
She wants a better shift. I want a blowjob.
Right. I would completely fall prey to that. I'd be like, I shouldn't be in any kind of position like that.
The sun rises in the east and sets in the west, doesn't it? Let's just get going. Yeah, 100%. If I owned a strip club, I would definitely fuck including the bouncers. I would fuck everybody that worked for me. That's how they would have to clock in. They'd have to clock in with my dick in their mouth.
But how that reads to the world is so... Dude, I used to know that guy who owned a strip club in Times Square. And I would go up there, and he would be like, I just knew them, so they would come to comedy shows all the time. Mm. So when I first got to New York, I was like, maybe I'll get a job as like a door guy there.
It's but then just you a realize whorehouse. That you need to have a martial arts degree?
It's just a whorehouse. But I told them, I couldn't wait to tell them I was young, that I was a comic. So they just kind of kept in touch and became friendly. So if I was doing anything at Caroline's, if I went in early, I'd have some drinks there, and we'd go over to Caroline's.
At the whorehouse?
The whorehouse strip club, but the
other was, that was your bathtub gym at the brothel.
I was friends with
that was Jay's so pregame spot.
All the time you spent at that whorehouse.
No, at 2 p.m.
I've told the story I think before, but if that would happen.
So if it was if I was in early before Caroline's, or it was a Wednesday, or I just you know from about January to fall,
Monday 10 a.m. You got not much going on.
No, the guy, just when the girls would come out, he would be like, hey, you meet so-and-so, she's the new girl. And he would just, like, jiggle her tit and, like, slap her ass. And I'd be like, okay, dude. I know, but as the person watching that, like, the optics of that, you're like, okay, buddy, it's creepy what you're doing.
This is the cop's Instagram? Hell yeah.
Yes.
Is it new? When's her first photo?
Today.
When's her first photo? Whoa, that's the latest one. When's the first photo?
All her comments.
Haruga, lock me up.
When? 3 days ago. Yeah, yes. She just signed up for Instagram. She's like, everyone loves it. She's going to leave the force and do an OnlyFans.
She's going to leave the force and do an OnlyFans. She should.
All her comments are the ugly wife.
Yeah. Seen it, whatever. Plastic, bitch.
Fake, filter.
Filter.
Rookie of the year.
It's a good comment.
Hell yeah.
Can you guys leave a comment?
Solid movie.
I mean,
she just started her Instagram. That's awesome.
That's smart of her. Yeah, she's getting it going. And by the way, none of that is about her being a cop. It's all just hot pictures.
Good for her.
I bet she looks truth, like shit. Justice, and a lot of leg. Pow.
I bet she looks like shit when she's out on patrol. Like, I bet she, like, really fucking, like, dudes it up when she's in the police uniform.
Nah, she used to, not now.
Nah.
Now she's going out.
Now you can see her body. You can't dude that up. You can't dude it up.
I don't know. Police uniform is not attractive.
It's not, but
pretty much anyone.
No, but here's the thing. Sometimes you see a female cop in a police uniform, and she looks hot, and in spite of that shitty uniform, and you're like, she must be crazy hot.
Bring that back up, Bobby. That's what I'm saying. Her body is like that. Look at the first picture, the very first picture. Yeah, there. I mean, that's like, she's going to look good in a cop uniform.
Mm.
She also looks like a fucking dumb Italian idiot.
She definitely is annoyingly attached to her family. Her family needs everything.
What's her name?
Her dad was definitely a cop. Lewis, her father was 1,000% a cop. Yes. For sure.
Hell yeah.
And now she's going to be a cop that's
happy holidays.
Her dad was like, all right, baby doll, you want to get ahead? You give that lieutenant a lap dance your first year.
I did it. My father did it.
You go over there. You make Mulcahy come in his slacks. Oh, boy, you'll be off the force in 2 days with a settlement.
Now, remember, and this is key, make sure no one is cell phone taping this. Yeah.
That's not a good picture. That looks like a girl should be fucking somebody on Jersey Shore.
Oh, look at old Dave was right. Looks like shit in the uniform.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
That's nah. She's wearing her lieutenant's jacket. She's naked underneath that.
That's hilarious. Happy birthday, Mr. Lieutenant Sergeant. I grew my muff out for you.
Yeah, she's pretty hot. She's still pretty hot.
Yeah, she's hot enough.
Oh, it's like, terrible.
For sure.
All right, well.
Wrap this sumbitch up.
What a fun show.
Colin.
We had some ups and downs.
No, it was all ups.
No, we got Silly Goosey for a little bit.
Yeah, Silly Goosey.
Colin Terrell, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks
always a
me.
Pleasure to fucking have you. Check out Colin's podcast, Wizard of Paws. The Legion of Skanks. We'll catch you later on this week. Until then, peace.
You've been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J. Okerson.
A lazy-eyed albino.
Cry for me. Come on. Cry.
I'm a shepherd of shitheads.
Luis Gomez.
Luis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
Luis J. Gomez.
If you look at me, I'm going to break your fucking jaw. I want to punch you in your fucking nose. May I punch up my magic in his fucking head.
And comedian Dave Smith.
Fuck you. I ain't got jokes.
I feel like if I wanted to be gay.
Fucking stick your fist up your ass. You have lube.
The Legion of Skanks podcast.
Yo, ding dong, we're done here. Time to go.